Okay, next up, Paul.
Fancy, what have been the happiest and saddest moments of your life to date?
What have been the happiest and saddest moments of your life to date?
Well, I think I've been very fortunate in the course of my life. I think I've had, on the whole, a very happy life. I haven't had really very many difficulties. I've had very, very few painful and unpleasant experiences, especially compared with the lives of some other people. I remember that when we had our first ordination retreats at Il Convento, we had the idea, I think it was probably my idea, of people telling their life stories. And at first we thought that, well, people would take about 10-15 minutes to tell their life stories briefly in an evening. But it so happened that some people took an hour, 2 hours, and even two successive evenings. And one of the things that I found a real eye-opener was what difficult and painful lives, you know, so many people had had to date. People who are now there at Il Convento and about to be ordained into the Western Buddhist Order. And I must say, in comparison with some people I know, some order members I know, I've had a very easy and happy time. So it's not easy for me to say which was my, what is it, happiest moment?
Happiest and saddest, yeah.
Happiest and saddest. No, saddest might be more easy, but happiest, no, it's very difficult to say. But if I have to have a shot at it, I would say probably, certainly when I was in India, my happiest time when I was moving among the ex-untouchables, the former the followers of Dr. Ambedkar who had become Buddhist, and teaching the Dharma. Because it was so clear that it was needed, that it was meeting with such a positive response, that people were so happy to hear just the simple things that I had to say, because they knew nothing of the Dharma. They'd all become Buddhists out of faith in Dr. Ambedkar, and usually they knew nothing at all about the Dharma. But when they did hear, they were so happy, so enthusiastic, so pleased. And I also felt very happy. I felt I was really spending my time in the best possible way that I could. And of course, when I've been back here in England, yes, now for so many years, here also, you know, people appreciate the Dharma. But very often, even those who appreciate it and try to practice it, very often they don't appreciate in such a wholehearted manner as many of those whom I used to lecture to in India. Because in India, the Dharma was helping to lift people out of a state of real degradation and social contempt and so on. And they felt correspondingly grateful. And one sometimes doesn't feel that there's that kind of response here. Sometimes I sort of generalize and say there people's problems were material and economic, and the Dharma helped lift them out of those. Here they're psychological, and the Dharma helps lift out of those. And that's also one of the reasons why I get a bit disappointed when people, even within the movement, get bogged down in psychology and psychologizing. I mean, that has its place, and the various therapies are very useful, but we must be very careful we don't reduce the Dharma just to another form of therapy or another system of psychology. So yes, this is probably, on the whole, my very happiest moment, or my happiest time, though I have had some very happy times in this country and in Europe generally as well. But as for the saddest, I think that's rather more easy. I think that my saddest time was when a friend I had, a very close friend about whom I've written in my last volume of memoirs, committed suicide. I think that was the saddest. Not just that he committed suicide, but that he seemed to feel, what he did feel, there was no other way and that nobody could help. He tried all sorts of helps, psychiatry especially, but it didn't help. And he was a very, very intelligent and a very fine and positive person. It seems such a shame that his life should be cut short, you know, by his own hand in that way. So that, I think, was my saddest experience. It was more than sad. Sad is rather a weak term, but I think you can understand what I mean.
Should we move on? Okay. Thank you, Bhante.